Just ahead, we'll have an update from Florida on the cleanup after Hurricane Charley. But first, some news from the Olympic Games in Athens. Iraq's soccer team beat Costa Rica 2-0 today to reach the quarterfinals. The news wasn't so good for the U.S. basketball team. Despite having Tim Duncan and Allen Iverson, the Americans were trounced by Puerto Rico some 20 points, but they remain in the competition. An estimated 10,000 athletes are competing in the Summer Olympics, but those in the world of equestrian sport insist this number should also include the 204 horses at the Games. NPR's Tom Goldman has this report on the non-human Olympians.
Okay, they don't march in the opening ceremony. A bit messy, after all. But Olympic equestrian horses are drug-tested, and for their frequent travel, they have passports with diagrams from the front and side showing their markings. When the horses arrived this week at the Athens airport, there were also signs of an athlete's welcome. Henry Bullen, the man who arranged the horses' flight from England, set ground rules for a throng of reporters.
And please do not put cameras in people's or horses' faces, because they tend to get a bit peeved after a flight. All right? Enjoy it. Any questions?
Moments later, a white wide-body jet slowed to a stop on the tarmac. The horses were unloaded with care and taken out of large transport boxes that have ample openings. Then they were led to waiting trucks, walking on rubber mats so they wouldn't slip. Brendan Furlong, the aptly named veterinarian for the U.S. equestrian team, was on the flight. It was uneventful, and the horses got more attention, he says, than most athletes. Lots of fresh water and help on takeoff and landing to avoid painful pressure in their ears.
Try to keep them chewing, try to feed them carrots, try to keep them eating some hay so they're chewing and swallowing.
A lot of the horses are frequent flyers, real pros, Furlong calls them. They know how to find a comfortable spot in their containers to brace against on takeoff and landing. It's a comfortable ride at cruising altitude, although Furlong carries a fast-acting tranquilizer just in case. Best not to have a stampede at 35,000 feet. There's much less of a chance for equine chaos than in the past. Furlong remembers his first trip on an old DC-8.
We then literally walked the horses up the ramp, walked them to the back of the plane, and then built these little sort of stalls around them, but they were open on top. And the concern is that these horses panic and start to rear up could literally puncture through the, you know, rather flimsy shell of the airplane, but fortunately it never happened.
After a day off for jet lag, the horses got busy at the Markopolo Olympic Equestrian Center outside of Athens. They ran, they jumped, their muscle-bound bodies glistened with sweat. Following the workouts, the riders chugged bottled water as the horses under them stood silently, mouths ringed with froth. Don't worry, a U.S. team official told a concerned reporter. The horses get plenty of water and electrolytes back at the barn. There are many great stories here in Athens about athletes who came from nowhere to make it to sport's greatest stage. Similarly, there are improbable stories about horses, like Poggio 2, who competes with rider Amy Tryon.
He was bred locally in Seattle and raced at our local racetrack, which is Emerald Downs. And he then spent a couple years being a pack horse in the mountains. And so he definitely is a bit of a Cinderella story.
When Amy Tryon found Poggio 2 in the Seattle Times want ads, the former pack horse had an unruly mane down to his shoulder and was, Tryon says, all beat up. But she sensed potential.
He had a great eye, really brave, bold eye, and was very friendly and seemed self-assured and interested in life. And I just liked the look about him.
Tryon taught Poggio 2 about the disciplined, exacting world of equestrian events. In 2002, they helped the U.S. win a team gold medal at the World Equestrian Games. From pack horse to gold medalist, Poggio 2 now lives the good life.
We cater to him a little bit and make sure he's happy and cut up some carrots and give him carrots all the time. And you know, whatever he needs, he gets.
Yet another coddled athlete. If Poggio 2 and Amy Tryon win a medal in their first Olympics, let's just hope he keeps his four hooves on the ground. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.